On House Matters this week, zones of special operations extended, stricter penalties coming for possession of illegal firearms, and new coastal radar system to be implemented. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Parliament is to review the zones of special operations legislation in short order. According to the law reform, Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act, the legislation may be reviewed from time to time by a committee of both Houses of Parliament appointed for the purpose. It notes that the first review shall be conducted not later than 3 years after the date of declaration of the first zone. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the upcoming review of the legislation in Parliament Tuesday as the House approved a resolution to extend the Mount Salem and Denham Town zones by a further 60 days. The Prime Minister says the additional time is necessary as the progress being made in both zones must be allowed to continue. He adds that the measures to deal with the breakdown of law and order are not quick fixes.
The very presence of me in this parliament for the fourth and fifth time asking for an extension shows that the government is determined and that the government is consistent in applying a policy to address the real causal factors, which is to fix the broken communities.
This is the fifth extension for the Mount Salem zone, the first to become operational on September 1, 2017, and the fourth for Denham Town, which was declared last October. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang has announced plans to tackle the illegal firearms trade on the island as part of the country's fight against crime. Dr. Chang told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the government is moving swiftly to reduce arms trafficking, disarm criminal gangs, and increase penalties for the possession and use of illegal weapons. He adds that Cabinet has approved amendments to the Firearms Act, which will be tabled in Parliament later this year.
This will reflect international best practices and see increased and updated fines as well as custodial sentences for offences committed against this Act. These amendments will further bolster, strengthen and control over small arms and will include import, transit, brokering activities to prevent the illicit manufacture of and trafficking in small arms or the diversion to unauthorized recipients.
The legislative changes will lead to a revision of the procedures at the Firearm Licensing Authority.
These include, at the FLA, introduction of a fingerprinting mechanism process directly connected to the Criminal Records Office database. The upgrading of the ballistic signature machine, which is shared with the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine, and to increase accountability, a system to track the purchase and use of all ammunition in the possession of dealers, trainers, firearm license holders will be implemented.
The Ministry of National Security is to implement a national coastal radar system to enable the security forces to more effectively monitor Jamaica's coastline. This as part of efforts to stem the flow of illegal guns, ammunition, drugs and other contraband into the country. Dr. Chang says other priority areas for the government include greater information sharing among government agencies responsible for border control, as well as the procurement of additional equipment.
And during the course of this financial year, we have committed for the acquisition of additional helicopters and what is called a maritime patrol aircraft. This significant investment in retooling the security force underscores this government's commitment to secure and protect Jamaica's borders and allow us to fulfill our internationally mandated air and maritime requirements. But the control of our borders is critical if we go forward, if we have to have sustainability in dealing with criminal activity in this country.
National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more on what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.